The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today in the upper left square. As he always is, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Oh, it's me. Pleasure to be here, as always.
Except for that one time when you weren't in the upper left square.
Oh, see, I got Jim in the upper left square right about now. That's all.
Oh, interesting. It's like everybody gets their own season of Hollywood Squares.
Nah, it could be worse. I think there's more like Brady Bunch, though. So
what fantastical projects are you working on right now, Dave?
Am I working on anything fantastical? Ford Expedition?
That's pretty cool.
It's work. Got a couple kids' books, so it's a living.
Nice. At this time of year, I, you know, always make sure that I tune in or at least check the background info on the episode of Dead Files to make absolute sure that I'm not going to miss one with you on it, you know.
Last season was all California. I just got done with one, I think I told you, last Monday.
That's right. That's right.
So locally, Shelby Township. So
it's a creepy time of year. So it fits in very well. Not because of you, because of the show.
Pish.
We're joined today by Professor James Balfour Tubbs.
Well, hello.
What's going on, Jim?
Well, not too much. I'm just sitting here at home looking at you.
I suppose there's worse ways to spend a Friday afternoon.
Of course.
I suppose.
Of course. Much worse, in fact.
What's been tickling your fancy lately, Jim? Any new books or streaming series or anything?
Not lately, no. Next weekend and the weekend after that, I'm going to be visiting family in the mountains next weekend and then the beach the weekend after that. So I'm looking forward to that and hoping the weather will be good.
Yeah. Does that mean you're heading to North Carolina?
Yes.
Excellent.
Such a rough life. Jeez.
I know.
Getting up at the crack of 10.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not like you haven't earned it, Jim.
That is.
I'm just jealous.
Your day's coming.
Yes, everybody's day is coming. And that right soon. But not too soon for Professor Heather Hill.
Oh, I don't know about that. How are you, Matt?
How are you doing?
I'm okay. You know that one of our adjuncts disappeared.
Incredible.
So I had to take over a third class. I mean, I'm supposed to be on, I have a course release for finishing up my book project, but our department was kind of in need. So I'm
Can you carry that over next semester?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to carry it over. But
really is this like frequent flyer miles or something like that? You can kind of like,
I don't know, but it's a lot. It's a lot of work, but
yeah, it is. I'm kind of hoping, based on your original invitation, Heather, that I do get a chance to stop by at some time. It's just unfortunate my lab is at the same time as your course.
Well, I'm actually looking at the schedule and trying to see if there's a way to squeeze you in here if you'd like. I mean, Mara's coming. And
I think you should just leave the students unsupervised in the lab, man.
And all the cabinets open, too.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen?
I'll look and see if there's some place for you here. You know, it's just, I'm going to run out of honoraria money. So.
Oh my gosh. Well, I would not do it for the money. I would do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't.
He could take free labor too.
Yeah.
My favorite movies. There that's is, the part.
I could maybe squeeze you one on December. No, wait a minute.
What okay. year though? Yes. What year?
No. I mean, what we're all talking about is that because I'm teaching the study of film class, I am doing a visiting scholar conversations element of the course where I'm having people from different disciplines come in and talk about whatever films they feel they want to talk about. So, So Mara's coming in and Prasad is coming in and Beth is coming in. And
my favorite Prasad.
Yeah.
So Prasad's coming. Scholar is very, very loosely defined.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about Ghostbusters. So, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, right. Oh, you are. I better write that down.
A deep philosophical film.
But the class meets just once a week. So I only have a certain amount of time. But, you know, I mean, if somebody, you could come in and I'm feeling bad. Bad.
Haunt the place.
Don't feel
haunt
bad. The place.
Yeah. You can tag team a movie if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
you can absolutely tag team a movie. It'd be really cool.
You want the production side of things too? I can.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Heather's not teaching anymore. We're just going to have guests drop in all the time.
Yeah, that's right. We had to put the course together so fast.
Right.
You know,
right.
That it's just. But yeah, actually, Dave, that might be good to have you come in at some point. So.
Oh. Yeah, the logistic of having someone sort of filch out right in the middle of the semester is kind of brutal. So,
and Professor Manning is coming in to talk about The Lion King.
Oh, sweet. Yes. That's a segue if I ever heard one, because here's Professor Stephen Manning, whose favorite film is The Lion King.
Not favorite, but I think there were years ago I did something. I watched it so often when my kids were young with them,
you know,
kind of unthinkingly, just kind of, you know, as a babysitter type of thing. And then it struck me at some point that it's a deeply political film. So
that it is.
I wrote some stuff on it. And so I'm going to talk to them about that.
That's very, very cool.
I think the paper I wrote was something like Simba Meets Aristotle or something. So,
wow.
Perfect. Anyway.
Simba eats Aristotle.
But what does Timon do? So not bad for a cowardly little meerkat.
That's right. Wow. Nathan Lane. Continuing around the horn here, Professor Beth Oljar from philosophy is here.
Hello.
What's going on? I might as well just keep going here. Like, what movie you're going to... Oh, you're going to talk about Ghostbusters.
No, actually, I hadn't decided what movie. I mean, I was thinking about doing... Clueless and Emma. I've never seen Clueless, so first I have to watch it. And I haven't seen that version of Emma, but
you don't have to do that. You don't have to. But you can do whatever you want.
But then I would actually have to think about it.
And then I was actually going to ask you what version of Ghostbusters too. So
there's only
come on.
One.
I know, yeah. I know. Just check
one.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
I'm actually sort of surprised to hear you say you haven't seen Clueless. So there was a time, because that would have been when I was an undergraduate at Detroit Mercy, that Clueless probably would have been in my top 20 movies. It's very entertaining. It follows the Emma story almost exactly. And it involves a whole bunch of actors and actresses that became very famous, including Paul Rudd, in the modern era. So it's a great movie.
As if.
Good, so, yeah, plus there's that whole thing.
Good one, Heather.
Maybe All the President's Men. I don't know. I'm not. I'm still.
Whatever you want to do, right?
Die Hard.
It's you know, the theme of the class is I'm doing like remakes, and I don't want to devote all of our conversation to the class, you know. Jim, do you have a movie you'd like to do for my class?
Man, about that.
I got the schedule out right now. I'll put you in.
I'll pass. I'd rather come listen to what others have to say. So, Mara, what are you doing? What chemistry movie with chemistry undertones are you going to do?
You know, I'm not doing chemistry undertones. I heard what Heather's plan was, and I heard that she was doing Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and Get Out. And Get Out has been my favorite movie of the past.
Love that
movie. Very long time. So
yeah, it's a good movie.
That's the one.
There you go.
Oh, I thought you were going to do Cats.
No. Oh. You guys get the connection? Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and Get Out? Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah, it is. Okay. I was about to segue to Professor Mara Livesey. Now we know what one of her favorite films of the last few years is. So that's a good starting point.
Really brilliant film.
To have you here, Mara. Mara, did you appreciate Us?
Yes. So... I liked Get Out more because Us was certainly much creepier and scarier than Get Out was. Get Out was just very disturbing. But Us, kind of blows your mind right there at the very end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very good acting. And, you know, the white people die first. So that's cool. Yeah,
that's right.
That's right. That's true.
And there has never been a better segue for me to introduce Professor Dan Maggio of the First Organization.
Oh, white people.
How does
I was trying to figure out what the transition was. Okay.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Oh. Am I gonna die? Am I gonna die first in today's episode?
No.
We could have a murder, ask Professor Murder episode. So one of us dies, and then we have to figure out who did it.
Like a whodunit would be awesome.
Yeah.
It would be a lot of fun.
I'll get working on that.
Killed somebody in the chem lab with a lead pipe or something like that. I mean,
beaker.
Killed somebody with a wicked argument from the philosophy department.
Rapier whip.
Club.
I know what Dan is gunning for here. He wants us all in full, possibly regalia, but costume. You want to do your very own Murder by Death with us playing all the main roles.
Speaking of one of my favorite movies, that's got to be up there in the top 10 for sure. And yeah. I just saw a clip, you know, you used the random clips on Facebook, Instagram, and there was the one with Truman Capote when he was introduced.
Lionel Twain. Tutu. No, that was the address, remember?
Yeah, it's his address. Yeah, Tutu Train.
Oh, great.
All right,
Olivia loves that movie, too.
It's okay, that being said, I'm afraid to see who would have to play who out of our motley bunch.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. And if you stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways, emailing us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. There you be. I have a very, very short set of questions from a longtime question sender we haven't heard from in quite a while. Hi, profs. It's been a while since I've submitted questions. Recently, however, I've been inspired to send you a very personal set of questions about the Olympics. As a preview, the question requires you to A, guess the names of the three Olympic gold medalists who I've personally met, and B, the circumstances in which I met her or him. As you can see, there is only one question, but quite a longer response. You pick the passing score? Question mark. From Palm Springs, California, best wishes, our friend Alan Ira, who hasn't sent us questions in a long time.
Okay, let's back it up. Palm Springs, does that help, maybe?
It might, but he's done a pretty good job here. So again, I've met three Olympic gold medalists in my life. Name the three Olympians and the circumstances in which I met him or her. Now, if that's all I was to give you, which is the vibe I'm getting from this very short set of questions, I think that it would be rather difficult. So I think we're going to sort of back our way into this. And all right. I'm going to give you the circumstances under which Alan met that person and see if you can guess who that Olympic gold medalist is. It's the late 1970s. I competed at a track meet in LA. I was 14 at the time. I competed in the long jump.
Bruce Jenner.
Although I didn't medal, I got to meet this person who was signing autographs.
Carl Lewis.
Okay. Ronaldo Nehemiah.
I thanked him for signing my brochure. He said, "Thank you for coming to this tournament that's named after me."
So I'm thinking Edwin Moses, Ronaldo Nehemiah. Who else were track stars back then?
It would be an older.
So this person would have been on in years if they had met in the late 70s, probably arguably one of the most historically significant runners of track ever.
Jim Thorpe.
Steve Prefontaine.
Owens. It was Jesse Owens.
There we go. Okay. Oh,
Jesse Owens. Yes.
Good call.
Absolutely. Number two, in the mid-1980s, I took a weightlifting class at Santa Monica City College. Although it was a weightlifting class, the instructor required the students to jog through Santa Monica before lifting. For some reason, the instructor, who was in his mid-40s at the time, always led the pack of runners, even though there were young track and field athletes in the class. Later, I learned this instructor was blank. Despite his historical significance, the Olympic gold medalist was modest and mild-mannered and was an excellent PE teacher. The initials are T.S.
T.S. Tommy.
I was going to say, same name as the Detroit Mercy mascot.
Okay.
And last name is just about one of the most common in the United States.
Smith.
Yeah, Tommy Smith was the famous weightlifter from the late 70s, early 80s Olympics.
Okay.
I think it's cool to run into somebody doing something in your regular life and then finding out later. I can't help but mention even though I cannot remember her exact name right now, which embarrasses me, I think is Katie Sprang. Of course, Professor Chow knows this. She won first ever gold medal for the United States in these last Olympics in women's weightlifting.
Oh, no, silver.
She lives just a couple blocks from where Dave and I live in Berkeley,
Michigan. No, isn't it silver, though? The one, the
was silver. It silver? Oh, yeah, I thought she was a gold medalist.
Yeah, she was medaled. Wasn't she like the grand marshal of the cruising? I think it was silver medal, if I remember right.
Yep. But again, it's pretty cool.
Not a bad medal to win, but still.
That's right.
Pretty cool.
Last one. Alan Ira met an Olympic gold medalist. In the early 2010s, I was an outside shopping mall in Calabasas, California. While walking around, I spotted this person. She was taller than appearing on TV, I thought. I never had the courage to ask for an autograph at that juncture.
Jackie Joyner Kersee?
Carrie Strug. Like a Carrie Strug, Mary Lou Retton kind of.
No, this is somebody that I think you all mentioned earlier.
Sport? Summer or winter Olympics?
Gymnastics?
This was Summer Olympics. Is a track and field star.
Cara Lewis?
No, female though? Bruce
Jenner, are you?
You said it was female.
Caitlyn Jenner is the correct answer.
Jenner. Oh, yes. Caitlyn Jenner. Now female. Yeah. Okay.
So these are, I of course can't help but wonder when Dave Chow is going to make the mention of the Cheers episode of Jeopardy. Indeed, these three people have never been in my kitchen.
True.
These are the three Olympic gold medalists that Alan Ira has met in person. And I got to say, meeting Jesse Owens has got, I mean, that's got to be up there, right? Wow. That's awesome.
It's a really good movie about his races in Germany. And in fact, it's called Race. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the film. It's actually pretty good.
Great name.
Yeah.
You're listening to Ask the Professor from University of Detroit Mercy. We're grateful for those listeners who submitted questions for this week's episode. And we invite you to send us your questions at atp@udmercy.edu. Now, let's return to our host, Matt Mile, with more questions for the panel.
We've got another short set of questions here with a good theme, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it. Hi, profs. It's July. Well, it's not July anymore. It's October. But the temperature is 61 degrees. What can I say? Summer in the UP. As we sat chilling, literally, in the yard with our dogs, we were inspired to jot off a few questions about fictional pups.
Aww.
We hope you're all well. Signed, Marilyn, Dennis, Izzy, and Boomer, all coming to us from Munising, Michigan. And you can sort of see a picture, but you can't see a picture.
They're two sheepdogs.
I can't get the background to work.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, well. It's a really cute picture. They are gigantic English sheepdogs, and they look as big as horses. Fictional dogs and their owners. I'll give you the name of the dog. You say who the owner of that dog is. Buck.
Okay.
This is a very famous piece of literature.
Not there. The Jack London.
Call the Wild?
Call the Wild?
Yeah.
It's the character John Thornton from Call the Wild. That's right. His dog was Buck. And if I remember correctly, that was like a German Shepherd or something.
And apparently there was a terrible movie with
Harrison Ford.
Yes, with Harrison Ford, it was terrible. It was an animated. The dog was animated. It got terrible reviews.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard it was amazing, but the story was horrible. So
yeah.
How about this? Is a very unique name, Asta, ASTA.
Oh,
Nick and Nora Charles.
Nick and Nora Charles.
Yep.
Were just talking about Nick and Dora.
Yeah.
Crazy. Small world.
In like every crossword puzzle.
Yep.
Marilyn Bachorik, by the way, from who's written us questions quite a bit, from Munising, Michigan. She says, this one actually has two answers. See if you can get both. If I tell you there's a fictional dog named Tramp.
Lady and the
from the Disney.
Also Tramp. Wasn't that the dog on My Three Sons?
Yes, that is exactly correct. The Douglas family from My Three Sons. It occurred to me the other day after realizing my youngest of three sons, Emmett, is going to turn 10 in 2022 that I've survived a pretty big chunk of that decade without people bringing up My Three Sons very much. So that's pretty good, I think, for 10 years.
Well, that and that most of the people that watched it are now dead.
Hey now.
Whose dog, fictional dog, was named Daisy?
Blondie. The Bumsteads.
Blondie and Dagwood.
The Bumsteads.
I always thought that it was weird because the comic strip Daisy looked very different from the one from the show. What was the name of the show again? I always looked to Dave for this stuff.
Show? What?
The TV show that was based on Blondie and Dagwood.
Oh, it was a movie series.
Oh, a movie series. Okay.
Yeah, the one in the comic strip always tell it like an overinflated sausage.
So these are some pretty unique dog names. Whose dog in the movies was named Brinkley? Brinkley.
Brinkley.
I think if I remember this correctly, the character was played by Tom Hanks.
Not Sleepless in Seattle.
Nope.
Big.
Wasn't Castaway.
Nope. Definitely not Castaway.
Joe versus the Volcano.
You've Got Mail.
It was You've Got Mail. Yeah.
I was going to go Forrest Gump, but that wasn't going to go there. So,
which very, very fictional owner owned the very, very fictional dog K9? Not the word K9.
Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Marilyn says specifically, Dan, which doctor?
Tom Baker, the fourth doctor.
Tom Baker, yes.
Wow. Right. There you go, Dan.
A modern classic. How about Eddie? The tiny little dog named Eddie.
Oh, Frasier
Crane.
Frasier's dad.
Oh, Frasier's dad.
Martin Crane. Oh, no.
Yeah, there's no way Frasier Crane was going to have a dog. Although,
Jack Russell would be appropriate.
That ridiculous Italian greyhound, right?
That's right.
Doesn't anybody remember?
Yeah. Yep.
My brand new neighbors have an Italian greyhound I've yet to see, so I'm curious.
How about Nana? N-A-N-A.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan, yeah.
The Darling Family. Very good. Kind of a giveaway for those of us who grew up in the 70s and 80s with cartoons. Whose dog was named Astro?
The Jetsons.
Oh, the Jetsons.
Yeah.
The Jetsons. Very, very, very recent addition to this list. Who owns Cheddar?
Cheddar. Kraft Dairy Foods, I know that, but
probably. I can't tell off the top of my head if this show is still on television, but it could be in its 6th, 7th, or 8th season or having recently shut down. So it's pretty recent.
Must be a Wisconsin-based show.
Actually, if I'm remembering correctly, it's New York-based, Stephen.
Cheddar.
Is this Everybody Loves Raymond?
No, but that's a good guess. It's actually more recent than that, Beth, the show. The show has a prominent star, Andy Samberg.
Oh, Brooklyn 9-11?
Brooklyn 9-9.
Yes. 9-9, sorry.
9-9, yeah.
Captain Holt and Kevin own Cheddar.
Yeah.
How about another classic from the 90s sitcom era, Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y.
Ooh.
I hate this one. It's on the tip of my tongue. I can picture the show.
I can barely believe that everybody didn't just spit it out. I did not ever watch the show, but it was...
What's the star look like? Come on.
It was as popular as Friends during its time.
What, like Friends or something like that?
How about Helen Hunt?
Mad About You.
Professor Hill. Yes, Mad About You. Marilyn says, thanks for coming on my tour of 12 of these. Here's, just for goofiness, a bonus question. Very, very prominent 80s sitcom. The extremely classy, one of the extremely classy main characters, owned Noel the pig. Who was that?
Designing Women.
Yeah, that's right. It was Suzanne Sugarbaker.
Yeah,
on Designing Women.
Love that show. My mom.
Noel the pig.
That had the best writing of any show.
Right. Free so the Shadley Volvo.
So we are moving on to our absolute classic, a new set of imponderables or favorites from Frank Burrows and the Burrows family. And I feel like we may have touched on this at some other time, but it's sort of a recast of something that was all close to our hearts as the weather turns cool. What is the professor's favorite comfort food?
Ooh.
I'm just going to go straight up for my great grandma's mac and cheese. It's totally gross, but it gets you every time. You pour whole milk in with it, so it curdles as it cooks. Oh, you basically make your own cheese at the same time with a thick crust at the top. It's basically my favorite food in the whole world.
I think mine would be spaghetti with meat sauce.
Oh, it's definitely got to be a pasta.
Yeah.
It could be other things.
Yeah, no, rice, noodles, something like that.
But, yeah. You know, it's definitely got to have a food coma quotient to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
A sleep-inducing quality.
Or like Thanksgiving turkey, maybe? No.
I'm going to say like a really good lasagna with like good meat sauce in it.
So spicy true. Chili with jalapeno cornbread.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking.
By going for the food one so early in the list, it's just my
I know this is going to sound odd. I mean, this is more like a food that I sometimes crave. I really like tuna melts with grilled red onions and pickles on the side and a quarter of onion rings.
Onion rings, yeah. Mm. Sure.
That sounds awesome. My stomach is doing somersaults.
I know.
I'm beginning to grumble.
Ravioli right about now. Man, that sounds good.
If I have the day off and I go out and get something to eat, it's always eggs, hash browns, and bacon. So I'm going to go with that.
I thought for sure you were going to go like fish and chips or something like that.
The pasta, though, is always good.
Dave, how about a nice plate of poutine?
Oh, I am done. Oh.
I saw something online the other day, which, of course, lines up at the time of year perfectly, about how that wagon wheel size pumpkin pie that Costco sells was actually not made last year, but it's back.
What?
And we tell a story in our family of my brother having one in his trunk and forgetting about it, but during the winter. And so at some point he became so hungry traveling that he ate half of it. And I mean, that thing is hard to eat one piece of. Much less half of it.
If you go to Westbourne, I bought a pie a couple weeks ago. We took the Beth's. It was made by Crust, which is out of Flint area.
Yeah.
They make amazing things. It was this double crusted apple pie. It was one of the best pies that I've ever had. I think they definitely used lard in the crust. I'm sure.
You do know if we keep on doing shows like this, there's going to be the Ask Professor weight loss program too. So
yeah, we're already there. That definitely sounds like the needed segue that I needed, because I'm afraid our time is up and the time has come to say goodbye, Mara.
Goodbye.
Dan.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Beth.
Hungry now.
Steven.
Yeah, what's for dinner?
Heather.
Bye-bye.
Jim.
Farewell.
And Dave.
See ya.
Now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed across all of our homes and places of business, but we're usually housed in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Miles.